Great. Well, just to build on what Dave had talked about for his presentation, I'll be talking a little bit about service learning, only in my case I'm going to talk about an international component that we have as part of this class as well. So I've been doing service learning at Iowa State and Oregon State for a number of years. One of the things that I've done recently is spend some time in Dublin and created a working relationship with a faculty member at University College Dublin. And then while I was there, established a relationship with one of the historic gardens with the intent that I would bring students over as part of our study abroad program, where we would have a 2 to 3 day service project as part of the overall time that we're abroad. So Belvedere House and Gardens is the location where we'll do the project. And we are scheduled to do the project this coming spring. But what I thought for this session would be interesting is to talk about how we establish the background and kind of the parameters around the particular project. So I have very few slides, and I have kind of three key points. And one of the first ones that I think is probably most important is that partnership. So the two folks that are pictured here, one of them is John Smith, the one that's holding the tray with the plant material. He is the director of horticulture at the garden. And then the other gentleman is, in the suit and tie, is Morris Stinson, and he's essentially the lead county commissioner for County Westmeath. And he's garden itself is under the ownership of the county. And so Morris was very interested in having us work on the project because it's an opportunity for our students to interact with students who are taking a horticulture program there as part of a community college level type of a horticulture program that use Belvedere House as their training ground. So when we go over, we will partner not only with John, who's the grower of the plants, Morris, who is providing the funding for it, but also their students that are there as well. So it'll be multiple partnerships that we'll be using. But I've been in contact with these gentlemen for a number of different things over the last 8 months, really lining out the pieces that we're going to be using. So because of this being in a different country, the on-the-ground logistics are going to be a little bit tricky. So I'm hoping that this is going to turn out all right. The other key point that I would suggest is to identify parameters. As Dave mentioned, the scope of the project, that is really important. This is a picture of the walled garden where we'll be doing our actual work. The area that is circled in yellow is the specific project we will work on. We started talking about ideas, and we were talking about all kinds of wonderful opportunities. And then as we discussed them in more detail, it was like, you know, there is no way with students that are jet lagged and a short amount of time that we're going to be able to do some of it. So we wanted to have a project we could get in, we could do it, we could walk away, and it could be completed. And I think in our case, this one will be. It's a Victorian era border that we'll be redesigning and then replanting while we're actually there. So the design is really kind of the part that I want to talk about next, and that's the third P in my presentation, which is planning. Anybody who's done a service learning project, I think, would probably agree that it can't just happen. You probably can't overplan in order to make it be successful either. So in this particular case, my senior design course will be doing, capstone design course, will be doing the design this fall. We do a pre-departure course for all of our study abroad classes, which will be in the spring. And the students in that class will be working to kind of work out some of the details of what we'll do when we get on site. And my intent in that is to get buy-in from the students. So we don't just show up and hand them a shovel and say, oh, by the way, let's do this. It's, okay, this is what we need to do. Here are the plants we need to get ordered. Here's the design that we've put together. It replicates a Victorian era garden. And here are the steps we need to do in order to make it happen. And so I'm hoping that by doing all of that, that the combination of that prep work will help them, you know, really have some buy-in when we get in country. So we'll do the design. The Gantt chart is just the sequential steps that need to happen in order to make the project come together. We'll do that in the pre-departure class. Share that. We're hoping to do some Skype meetings with our partners there at Belvedere House and Garden so they can see a name and a face before we actually get to the country. And then the other thing will be establishing our in-country needs. So I won't get to work with a local landscape company like I usually do for equipment and such. So we'll have to plan ahead in order to do that. And so Part of the other work I've been doing is establishing those relationships with some of the growers and suppliers in the country, so we'll be able to get the plants and actually get them in the ground. So those are kind of the three big things, and although this has got this international component to it, I would say that those are critical to any successful service learning project that you're doing locally as well. One thing I am looking to do in addition is to try to secure some external funding to help cover the cost of the plant materials or other equipment that we need while we're there, and then also through some different foundations that are related to U.S.-Ireland relationships to be able to get some funding there that might even offset some of the expenses for the students to do the traveling. So I'm still kind of pursuing that right now, but have a couple of good leads. So this is an example. This is the garden itself. This is as it looks right now. That was taken in May. A lot of things hadn't leafed out yet. So the garden is on the far left, and then Belvedere House is the one on the right. And so I think that we'll have good success pitching it to the students. You know, it's, yes, we're going to go abroad and we're going to do a landscape project, but you get to help rebuild this garden that's, you know, a few hundred years old. So I think that'll be a little bit more interesting than a project down the street in Ames, Iowa. So we'll see. So with that, I'm happy to take any questions.
We have time for questions for Anne Marie. How many students are you
That's a good question. Dave asked a question about how many students. I would like to have between 12 and 14 students total, because they have about that many students there. And if we get really more than that, it's going to be difficult. I'll have two other faculty members with me, so that could give us, you know, three crews of about five. So that'll be pretty manageable. Yeah, Tim.
Is the project the only over in Ireland activity, or are there other things they're doing?
Yes, it'll be part of the bigger study abroad course, which is a two-week time frame in Ireland. So we'll land, we'll do a couple of things, we'll go out to Belvedere and do that project for about 3 days, and then we'll finish up with a few more historical and agriculture and horticultural stuff. So trying to kind of break it up in between getting over a little bit of the jet lag and then being able to do the project and then give them a little bit of time in Dublin before we fly home. Yeah.
Any other questions for our speaker, or has anyone done anything similar in your programs? That sounds very exciting. Thank you.